pretty good.
Well, I'm getting stronger, I think, every day. Well, it's going to be pretty soon, I think.
Well, I hope you're taking care of
it. I am.
My purpose in calling the first is to inquire how you are. The second, not to burden you with anything that you don't have to be burdened with. Before you have your visit with IU, I would like to, if your time permits, spend just a little time with you, since I've had so damn many conversations here on that subject, and give you the benefit of my observation.
Good. I'll tell you what I wish you would do. I wish that you would talk to Mac Bundy and Comer on not only IU, but India as well, because they're getting ready. They're trying to shove me into making another big commitment on fertilizer in India before Shastri gets here. I'd been hoping I could wait till he got here. And then the next month's allotment, I've held it up, but the next month's allotment's due now on food. And Freeman got some little concessions out of him. You might talk to him. I believe if we could hold them a little bit and play hard with them, I believe we could make them take some steps that are essential for them to take. But our own people won't hold very long. They just they want to respond by return mail, and I think that we might near got to do it if we don't catch a lot of hell even from our own folks. But if you could do that any time during the afternoon, it would be helpful to me, because the first of the month when we have to make a new monthly allotment to India. Now, Bob Comer's got a suggested recommendation that we not only make the monthly allotment, but that we up it some, and that we, I think if we do, we'll be tied to it ad infinitum. But, and I think they're going to demand we up it anyway, and we're giving them 20% of our wheat crop now. And they just take it as a matter of course. Then he also recommends we give them a good fertilizer loan along with it. Now, I rather think we ought to make them the same monthly allotment we've always made till he comes. We may have to up it or cut it out then, but he'd be here in January. But I do think there's some merit in making a fertilizer loan now to show them that Freeman had a meeting. So if you could talk to two people, Bob Comer, to get in mind what he's got,
right,
then Freeman,
right,
and then maybe put on the ticker what your observations are. I think you're a little better negotiator and trader than any of the boys I got up there.
Right.
And I want to trade with IUB and with Shastri too, to try to make them behave themselves.
Well, I like very much what background did over the last week.
Yeah.
I thought that was exactly, I think very frankly, the right tone.
Yeah.
And I would be very reluctant to advise that before the meeting, anything be done other than continue the present situation. It's a little different, of course, on the, I do believe on the fertilizer, that has another point.
Talk to Comer and Freeman. Now, Freeman's coming down here tomorrow.
Right.
I'm just going to listen to his report on his agricultural thing, and Russ is going to speak in St. Louis, and he's going to ride out with him and come. But I'm very likely not going to take any more action on IUB and India till I get back to Washington, or maybe next week, and we can get together one place or the other then.
Right.
But I would like for you to send me a cable by the close of business tonight to what you think after you hear Comer and after you hear Freeman. And try to bear in mind now that you are employed to be my negotiator and not India's.
Well, I know that. I know that's my only interest.
I know that, but a lot of our folks get awfully close to the countries.
No. I thought exactly what you said over the weekend, that you did not regard it as putting on pressure to insist on conditions where these two countries would keep the peace with each other. And unless we give up negotiating position on that, give it up in advance, well, there is no negotiation.
I thought you had a good statement on a ticker today about you hadn't been able to find anybody to negotiate with the month you were there.
Right.
I just tell them we're ready and you looking and seeing. I think Scotty Reston's column this morning really did us a lot of damage.
I didn't see it on that.
You better read it. It's a real mean, vicious one. Says that, well, it's just in effect, we ought to get out of Vietnam.
Right. I'll take a look at it.
Okay.
Okay. You say a little later.